Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The ability for us to reconnect today. You know, that's amazing work, man. 150, 160, 180 years ago, so much trauma and despair. And now all this joy and happiness. And we're going through the emotions because that's in us to see what they went through. But now the connection that you and I have is something that's amazing. And now the universe, like I said, has brought us together for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, check it out. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Yeah. Everybody tuning in, you invited, you invited. No matter what mood you in, get excited, get excited. Everybody love the music, let me tell you how they do it. Whether writer or an agent, let me tell you how they made it. You are now talking to a silent giant. Wanna walk in their shoes, silent giants. Wanna study they move, silent giants. Wanna know what they do, silent giants. Silent giants, y'all.
Welcome to this week's episode of Silent Giants, brought to you by Ancestry. Silent Giants is a podcast that highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. On this podcast, I've interviewed so many amazing people, and I love capturing their stories and the history of their lives. But recently, I realized that my own family stories weren't being documented. When the thought came to me, it felt like I had a responsibility to interview them while they were still here with me, so future generations could know who they were, their character, their laugh, their achievements, and their joy. I've interviewed my mother, my grandfather, my aunt, and so many others. And I'm so grateful to have these memories for me and my close family. But eventually, oral history hit a wall. I thought that was all I could preserve until the New York Times branded content studio, T-Brand, reached out to me about a potential partnership with Ancestry. I was excited for the opportunity, but I was unaware of the emotional journey that I had just signed up for. This week's episode is a little different from our traditional episodes. Our special guests on today's episode are closer to me than anyone I've ever interviewed. These silent giants are my own family and ancestors. A few years ago, my Aunt Shirley passed away. When I got the news that she passed, I was with a friend who asked me, what was she like? And I instantly started to imitate her. At that moment, it hit me. Why hadn't I interviewed her? I interview so many people and document the history of their lives, but not the history of my own family. That led me on a journey of interviewing my own family and recording our oral history in our own words.
I feel like I am a winner in my life because I stood ground so that my children could do better and my grandchildren could do better. Don't ever take what people say. They want to bring you down. Not so many naysayers. You have more naysayers. Everybody love a winner. While you're down, they want to bring you further down. But you got to believe in yourself.
At a certain point, though, I hit a roadblock in our family tree. It seemed that my family story would end with my great-grandparents. Through Ancestry, I was able to put together some of the missing pieces in our family history. I was able to go back all the way to 1852, and they showed me the name of my fourth grandmother. Yes, my great-great-great-great-grandmother. Her name is Amy Hilliard. As a Black American whose descendants battled through slavery, I, like many other Black Americans, never thought that I would be able to put a name to one of my relatives who endured slavery. This is one of the greatest and most emotional days of my life. As I began to process all of this and continued my research on Ancestry, I landed on someone named Travis Hilliard, who was a potential relative match. It ended up being that Travis and I share the same fourth grandmother, Amy Hilliard. Today, what you're going to hear is my first phone call with Travis Hilliard. Though we have never met, the love and connection that we both have is undeniable. So, without further ado, allow me to introduce you to my friend, my fourth cousin, the silent giant of my life, Travis Hilliard.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yo, is this Travis Hilliard?
Yes, it is.
I found you on Ancestry today.
Hey, Corey, how you doing, man?
Dude, I'm great, man. How are you?
I can't complain. Doing all right.
Man, first, we got a lot of catching up to do, dog.
Yeah, so you... Did you send me a message on Ancestry earlier?
I did, yeah.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I seen it. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to reply. I was a little busy, but I'm glad you called, man.
No, man. It's great speaking with you. Today's been a really heavy day.
Really?
Yeah, man. I didn't know too much about my family history, for real.
Uh-huh.
It's up to probably my grandparents. Probably my great-great-grandparents.
Uh-huh.
And then it all got kind of fuzzy, but... It led me down to a windy road today through Ancestry. And so led me to you, man. I guess I should have brought this up earlier. How this all came about was I had a family member pass, and I realized that I'm a podcaster. But that's my job.
Okay.
So I interview for a living.
Nice.
And I realized when my aunt passed that someone would ask me, what was she like? And I was acting her out. I interview people for a living, but I wasn't interviewing my family.
Right.
And right. Like, you know, I could have easily just took my phone and pressed record and, you know, learn about her life and learn about her family. And that led me on a journey. And I wanted to know if it would be cool if I could get a chance to interview you.
I'd love to do it, man. I've done some extensive research on our family, so I'd love to share whatever knowledge that I have with you.
First of all, you're in Arlington, right?
Correct.
That's one of my favorite spots in Virginia. My family is in Richmond, but
okay.
Arlington's super dope, man. Where are you at? You in North Arlington, South Arlington?
The south side of Arlington, man. You know.
So that's like Wakefield High School area?
That's where I went to school at.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying, I looked at your face and it looks so familiar. You actually look like another cousin of ours. I'm like, wow, that the resemblance is uncanny, man. It's high cheekbone. It's like the nose. It's like, wow, that is really familiar.
I had no idea I didn't be meeting you today.
That's just cool.
I'm just still kind of like soaking everything in. It's been a very emotional day.
Absolutely.
You know.
And listen, I know, Corey, I struggle with that emotion myself. When I found our fourth great grandmother in the slave document that had her listed and her son, who was our third great grandfather, it was very emotional. You know, I'll tell you a funny story how I came across that. My office manager that I had at the time, I was in my office one day and I was telling her I was doing my family genealogy. And she was like, well, where are you guys from? And I told her, well, Warren County, North Carolina. She was like, no way, that's where my family's from. And, you know, we got to talking some more. She was like, well, Hilliard, I have Hilliards in my family. Fast forward about a week later, she pops in my office with this glow. And she's like, I have something for you. And I was like, well, what is it? She said, open your email. And her descendant, what her great-great-great-grandfather was a slave owner of our fourth great-grandmother. And she comes in with his last will and testament. And there is their names, and beside their names is a dollar amount. And it was moving to have that document because most Black people can't go back that far. But it hurt. It hurt. And here's this woman that's very gleeful about finding it, and I'm very appreciative. But I'm like, you don't know the range of emotion that's going through me right now. And I try not to get choked up about it now. You know, I try, you know, but it's hard. It's hard, man, to see what, to actually something tangible what these people been through. You know, she's listed behind the livestock and the cattle and the back holes and the seeds. It's tough, man. That's tough. And then for her offspring to go in hundreds of different ways, and on this day, me and you connect from two people. That's pretty awesome, man.
And like that's two free people.
Yeah.
You know, like when we started doing this, like I told one thing that was really important to me was that I'm sorry, give me a second.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold it together myself, man.
When we first started doing this, one thing that was really important was that I wanted to not highlight a lot of the trauma.
Right.
But really showcase the joy.
Right.
Like, you know, there's so much content around, you know, and we see so many things, whether it's, you know, Roots or, you know, right. Podcasts or whatever, you know, we just see so much, what's happening on the news today. Absolutely. You know, not even what happened hundreds of years ago, just what's happening today. We see so much trauma. And I really wanted to show that my family has a lot of joy. And one thing that really, Travis has got to me, man, was just like, those marriage documents, like, that's like the best day of their life.
Absolutely.
That was actually a party. Like, that day was a party.
Mm-hmm.
And they were enslaved. You know, they weren't given a fair chance to compete, a fair chance to be, you know, everything that this country says that they're going to do. You know, they were never even given that opportunity. But on that day, like, they weren't enslaved. They weren't slaves. They weren't, you know, impoverished. They were happy. On that day, that was just, you know, it was just a window into just a party. It was like a party invitation.
Right.
And, you know, and it just highlights the joy that was there and that they weren't slaves. You know what I mean? They were happy people. Yeah, and then I got to learn about, you familiar with Gilbert?
Uh-huh.
And like, I think when we went through the records and they were like, you know, he was probably one of the first to be able to read.
Yeah, if you look at the census, he was one of the first in our family to be literate, man. Things that you and I take for granted today, or the things that we're able to enjoy, you know, that was a big deal to them. And that we can't forget, as descendants of these people, the atrocity that they went through. But I think it's up to you and I and other descendants of Amy and her children, Thomas, to look at where we come from, like what these people went through just to, like you said, to marry. You know, they went through so much. The small things matter to them, you know, to marry and to have children and to be put against all these odds and still have the fortitude to press on and to have children and become business owners and just, hell, just live. You know, can you imagine being enslaved? I mean, living is a task. You know, but that's what we come from. You and I come from a lady, Amy Hilliard, who has been through the worst of the world. And that shows you and I that we can handle anything. That we come from people who maybe are knocked down, maybe pushed down, oppressed, and we can get up and do anything. Like, and to have some level of success at what we're doing is amazing. And we're, you know, we are their wildest dreams, man. And even though our family has dispersed throughout the globe, here you and I come back to each other. You know, the universe always has a way of correcting itself, man. And you and I are here together today for a reason. And I'm happy. Like, this is joyful, man. Like, I do our family reunion on our side, on the Hilliard side. 2017, we had over 700 people in attendance. Like, you look at people and you're like, wow, he looks like me, or he looks like my uncle, or she looks like my aunt. Like, it's just an amazing thing, man. And I'm glad you reached out, man. And I'm glad that you and I are connected, and we need to keep this going to find other family members. Because there's others out there that we haven't connected with yet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I appreciate you, you know, talking about you were doing a podcast to put, you know, to share some light on the good things. And the Hilliard side of the family, definitely a lively bunch.
We do this thing. If I'm not mistaken, there were so many documents that I saw today. I hope I'm getting this one right. I believe it was Amy's, maybe it was her wedding, or someone got married on, the wedding certificate was on the 24th, uh-huh, December.
Correct.
And like the wedding took place on the 26th.
Correct.
And, you know, that day, but that day really means that, you know, that really hits hard because, you know, that's a day that we celebrate every Christmas Eve together as a family. Mm-hmm. We have this tradition where we all get together. We have a big party and everyone in the family comes together, or extended family. And we get together and we hold hands and, you know, we play the OJ's family reunion. And wow. We all sing and we all say what we're grateful for that year, you know, and what we're looking forward to the upcoming year. And then when we're done, it's 12:01. But it's just crazy that, like, we were celebrating, you know, something way deeper. You know, we thought it was just Christmas.
And not even know it.
You know, we were having a party for our ancestors.
And it's so funny you say that, because our family does the exact same thing. Every Christmas Eve, we gather at my mother's house, or years ago at one of my great aunt's house. And we would all sing and eat and dance and, you know, just sharing together. And, you know, that tradition, once we did that here locally in Arlington, we would go down to Clarksville to reconnect with other family members. And, you know, it was something that was just kind of like coded in us. Like that, you know, most families would spend Christmas Day together, but Christmas Eve was kind of our buildup. It was our thing to do, you know, cooking and eating and playing music. My grandfather would play the guitar and we would just, you know, run around and open gifts. And it was just a joyful time. And, you know, we still do it to a certain degree. Unfortunately, a lot of our elders have passed, but that's funny that you and I are hundreds of miles away and our families are mirroring each other. We're doing the exact same thing. You know, Corey, I actually held that document. I went to Warren County to the courthouse, and Thomas Hilliard and Betty Bullock, who are you and I third great grandparents, I held that document. And part of me was like, slip it in your brief, son, and walk out the door. But that would have been cool. But it was so powerful to do that, to know that they put their X on that document. Because they couldn't read, they couldn't write. They just went off with somebody, told them, and they made a mark. But they touched that. And I had an opportunity to touch that. And that energy is amazing. That energy is amazing. I don't know if they share it with you, but I actually know where Betty and Thomas are buried at.
No. Well, no way. Where?
They're in Clarksville, Virginia, at an old cemetery that they helped start the church. The church was started in 1889. When Thomas left North Carolina, he came to Clarksville, Virginia, following the tobacco trade. And once he got to the tobacco, you know, started sharecropping, he gathered with other blacks in the neighborhood, and they started a church. They started a Masonic lodge there. They, you know, a school, you know, and we as Hilliards were woven into the fabric of that community, even though we weren't from there. But a lot of people from Warren migrated there because that was the epicenter of the tobacco trade. It was right on the river. You know, the ships would come in and load up and take out.
Man, and the fact that you know, one thing that really felt good to connect with you too is when I saw that you lived in Arlington. And so, like my relationship with Arlington was that my old bandmate was from there.
Okay.
So I spent summers there, like right, you know where Stewart Elementary is.
Yes.
So I would literally spend like summers right across the street from Stewart Elementary in like Yorktown High School area.
I used to live down the street from Yorktown. That's the area that I grew up in.
Yeah. The one of the first things I said was like, wow, man, I'm glad he's doing well. Like, that's a great area. You know, like that's a really, really good area. And that really made me just feel good, you know, and also, man, it just feels good to see, you know, us doing well.
I leave and I always come back because there's no place like this area here. You know, my grandfather came here in the 60s from Clarksville. And, you know, at the time it was very different. And I was fortunate to be a product of him leaving Clarksville and having, you know, the foresight to want better for his family. And it's been an amazing journey, man. And I think, you know, and I looked you up and I'm like, wow. You know, we do a lot of the same things because, you know, I dabble in concerts and a little TV stuff here and there. And, you know, so it's amazing to see that, you know, we kind of are in line with that genre of stuff. And we come from a very musical family, you know, and we come from, you know, people who are very much into the arts, drawing and poetry and guitar and drum and, you know, just all types of art. And for now, for us to take that from a hobby and make a living from it is an awesome thing. And I applaud you, man. You come from good people. And I applaud with what you're doing. And that gives our next generation a platform to look back and say, look at my cousin Corey. I can take what he did and I can expand that. And that's amazing, man. I don't let slavery define us. It's a part of us. And it's the DNA that we have was able to live through that, come out on the other side so that you and I could flourish in life. So, you know, now the quest is to find more people. Who else is out there doing something? You know, how can we connect? And like you said, so 100 years from now, somebody's talking about what Corey did. The platform that Corey created, not just for himself, but for his family and his ancestors and for the world. That's amazing. Somebody's going to read about you like you read about Gilbert. And we go back and say, well, Gilbert, he was the first one in our family, both of ours, to read and write.
Yeah.
And now we're saying, well, Corey did amazing things with video and audio and producing. You know, that's what drives me in life. That's why my failures never define me, because I've always wanted to obtain a level of success that my children can be proud of and take going forward. Because Corey took what Gilbert did and learned to read and write and started writing and started producing and come up with this idea for this situation. And now look at it. It's amazing, Corey. I'm forever indebted to you for bringing this platform about and having us connect. Like, this is more than just the cameras, man, and you know the segmentation and the lights and all this. This is me. At the end of the day, I'm talking to you. It's me and you. We are blood, and I love you, brother. From the moment I put eyes on you, I knew we were kinfolk.
I love you too, and, Travis.
And I'm proud of you, man. What you've done and what you're going to do, the world is going to be in awe. And I believe it because I know where you come from.
Man, I'm just so grateful. This day has just, you know, completely changed my life. And I was talking to, you know, everybody before, like a couple days or weeks ago when we were planning everything. And I told him, I was like, yo, like, I just know that we come from my people come from a plantation. And a plantation is an over-glorified word for yard.
Yeah.
You know, and we lived on a yard.
Yeah.
You take us a quarter mile off the yard and we're lost. And
never seen it before.
And, you know, I'm living out here in Venice. Like, I'm talking about one reason why I wanted to move to the ocean. I literally live like half a block from the sand.
Nice.
And it was because the ocean has no acres.
Talk, brother. Oh, man.
There's no limits.
Period.
You can't be getting off the yard. You know what I mean? Like, there's no limits on the ocean. Like, there's no limit. You know, I remember telling them, like, that's why I wanted to move here and move on the ocean. Because we're free.
Yep. There's no boundaries there, man. I've been to the plantation, Corey. I went with one of my uncles and I got out the car and you could just feel the pain. And maybe that's something embedded in me, and maybe it's in my psyche or maybe it's in my imagination, but it was real to me and it was tangible. And it just felt sad, but it felt, you know, I look at that and I'm like, look at me now. You know, I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm your wildest dream. I'm free to do and become whatever I so choose. And you too. And it's amazing that you think that philosophical, because I'm that deep as well. You know, people are like, well, why'd you do this? And I'm like, you're not cerebral enough, bro, to even understand why I did it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's amazing. Like, our connections, man, are just all over the place. And that's amazing.
Yo, one thing I wanted to say is that not only do I want to go with you, and speaking about freedom, not only do I want to come back, do the reunion, you know, travel, which you see some of like the family, you know, landmarks. But one thing I really want to do, I want to travel. Like, I want to take this experience and let's go somewhere.
I'm 100% in. I'm always all over the place anyway. I'm in Texas, Wyoming, Montana, you know, everywhere. So I'm game. When we're able to reconnect like this, Corey, we got to take it. And yeah, we're going through the emotions right now because it's raw. But then it's the relationship building part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where that comes in, man. I just think I harpen back to, and I don't want to dwell on it, but it's really something that I believe, you know, evil tore us apart in 1852. It ripped our family to pieces. Amy and her kids went many different ways. And it's something very poetic about the ability for us to reconnect today. You know, that's amazing work, man. 150, 160, 180 years ago, so much trauma and despair. And now all this joy and happiness. And we're going through the emotions because that's in us to see what they went through. But now the connection that you and I have is something that's amazing. And now the universe, like I said, has brought us together for a reason. You know, we do similar work. We enjoy similar things. And like you said, man, now it's time to take the show on the road. Let's do what they couldn't do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. Like, yo, I was just thinking out of my head, like, we got to do a freedom flex.
Period.
Like, we got to do a freedom flex. Like, we got to flex these freedoms. Like, what they would want to see is us together, us living. And us getting out the yard.
Out the yard, boss. That's it. You're on the ocean. You have no boundaries. We're not on the yard any longer.
Not on the yard. Like, we gotta, and you know what's funny? I've never really left the country like that either.
Me either. You know what I'm saying? But I'm ready.
look, I think we should do something out the country. Like, we got to get out the yard.
Yeah. Like, go ahead and preach. Go ahead and preach, man. Don't get me started there going down that road.
I'm like dead ass. Like, let's go to Europe. Let's go to Italy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, let's just get off the whole yard.
Yeah, period. Like,
period.
Leaving the yard all the way behind. I love it, man. You know, and I want those experiences, man, because, you know, with experience comes opportunity, you know, and the more we expose ourselves to, the more we can expose the next generation to.
Absolutely. You know,
and break that mentality that we can't do something because we're still on the yard. And I love that phrase. We're off the yard. There's endless opportunities for us, man. We just got to go and do that freedom flex.
Got it. We got to do the freedom flex.
Got to do it.
That's a whole different flex.
Bro, that's a hashtag. That's a follow me at freedom flex. That's a whole to sign up in Barbados freedom flex. Like, that's a whole Black Lives Matter 2.0 movement. Yeah, freedom flex. Let's create these opportunities and experiences for ourselves. I'm glad you connected with me today, man. I'm glad that, and like you said, I want to echo everybody that was involved. I appreciate you making this come to fruition. This is 10, 15 years of research for me, building a tree that led to my family seeking out who his peoples are and us coming together today. And all that happened in the right sequence at the right time and place in the universe. And I'm forever grateful to Ancestry. Corey, brother, I love you. I can't wait to get to know you. I can't wait to introduce you to the family. I can't wait for you to come to the reunion and do the electric slide and Unk can dance and he hollering. And it's going to be an amazing time, bro. It's going to be amazing.
I love you so much because another thing too, life, before we get out of here, life, I get to interview people who've done crazy cool things. And I get to understand that life, when I interview them in their life, we're only going to talk about 3 or 4 moments. Life is made up of moments, lots of days, but it's the moments you remember.
Yep.
Remember prom, your 30th birthday, your first child.
Yep.
Like, when you get towards the end of life, you start thinking about moments.
Moments.
And
moments.
Today was a moment. Today was something I'll never forget.
Me either.
I'll never forget. And I'm so grateful to have this moment because I'm going to hold this with me for the rest of my life.
I am too.
And every day of my life. So I'm so grateful. I love you so much, Travis, man. I love you, bro.
And we definitely going to connect. My son's back there. I know this is something that's going to be with him forever, man. And I thank you for allowing me to share this with you and share our family history. And there's much more to come, man.
Much more to come. Freedom flex.
Freedom flex. Let's go take this thing on tour, baby. This
thing on tour. Coming to a country near you.
Coming, right. Not a city. We coming to a country near you.
To everybody. Love you, Travis.
Love you too, cuz.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to this special episode of Silent Giants, brought to you by Ancestry. This experience of reconnecting with my ancestors and with my relative Travis was a moment in my life I will treasure forever, and I'm forever grateful for all of you for tuning in. I implore all of you to do this yourself. You may never know what you might find out, and it could change your life forever. This journey of reconnecting with my past has taught me how important it is to enjoy life in the present, but also it served as a reminder to make it a better place for future generations. My physical journey may have started November 8th of 1987, but how I got here started decades and centuries before from people who made the ultimate sacrifices for me to have a better life today. Our lives have an amazing backstory, but it's up to us to write our new chapter. Through this episode, I hope to show that yes, it's important to highlight the people behind the scenes that shape our popular culture, but I encourage all of you to go on your own ancestral journey and interview the people who built the path for you to be where you are today. Again, thank you so much to my cousin Travis Hilliard for being a part of this journey with me, And I want to send a special thank you to the New York Times T Brand Studio team and all of my dear friends at Ancestry for helping make all of this possible. Before I get out of here, I want to strongly encourage all of you to go on Ancestry and uncover your family history. My experience changed my life. So go check out Ancestry and get your journey started by using the free trial. And let me leave you with this. Always remember, you never know where you're going unless you know where you've been. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge, signing off, everybody. Till next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.